Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ho, 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 'tis the season to be jolly. It's also the season to be pretty chilly. Good morning, everyone. This is the season not only to be jolly and celebrate the holidays and take part in the hunting seasons, but be aware, it is hypothermia season. That's a fancy name for freezing to death. You know, if you fall in the water and you get wet in the summertime, it can cool you off. It can even be funny, but it's very serious this time of the year. In fact, it can be deadly. Hypothermia. Take your precautions, stay in the boat, bring dry clothes, and if someone does get wet, don't make them stay out in the cold like somebody did me one time. Get them in quick. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about this morning. The Hobie Saltwater Series is going on this morning in Galliano. 44 brave souls will be headed out in kayaks competing for some prizes and some bragging rights. We'll have a report on that coming up with Eric Mohabarak, our paddling reporter. Also want to include good luck to those who will be out on today's first in many, many decades black bear hunt. It's a lottery hunt. There were 10 lucky applicants who received permits, and I'm sure we'll be seeing some photos appearing on social media later on today. Also, while you're getting ready to do some shopping, I've got some top 10 gift ideas. Maybe you didn't think about these for sportsmen or sportswomen on your Christmas shopping list. I'll run down those for you. Might save you some thinking and shopping by giving you some ideas. Well, duck season closed in the east zone. We're now into the last 2 days of the first split of the west zone, so there's plenty of duck hunting to go. We'll have a live report coming up. And I also got a question for you duck hunters. I've been getting some reports of people shooting some ducks, especially teal, with bands on them. Have you ever shot a banded bird, be it a any migratory waterfowl or even turkeys that have leg bands or bill bands, and now they got radio collars on them and lots of other tracking devices? Tell me where it was banded, where you shot it, and what species it might have been. And you can text that along with your comments, your questions, and we'll add those in with the reports of our professional fishing captains and marina operators. You can do that by texting your message real time. Comes here to the studio, 504-260-1870. I appreciate those of you trying to send me photos, but that text cannot take photos. You got to do that on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the contact button, and you can attach away there. Well, we've also got a special live report. It's going to be a familiar voice. It's a co-host of this show, formerly, and also she co-hosts Bayou Wild TV. We're talking about Captain Martha. Marty Spencer is going to join us. Talk about some hot winter fishing going on in Cocodrie out of the Coco Marina, one of the ports that she guides out of. Also, it's a Bad Boy, the Outdoor Show. We got another charter fishing guide imposter. This time a Florida resident was busted using social media, which led the agents directly to his doorstep. And I'll remind you about the Baddest of the Bad contest. If you're not familiar with it, I'll explain how that works. It's coming up in a few weeks, and folks love to participate in that. We got a coastal marine forecast for you, and boy, I'll tell you what, it's chilly out there. If you're north of I-10, your temperature's right now low to high 30s. If you're south of I-10, low to high 40s. And extreme areas down along the coast, Venice and Grand Isle, those are our warmest spots. It's a lot warmer there, 55 in Venice and 51 in Grand Isle. You're looking at a northeast wind offshore 10 to 18, pretty brisk. I would expect that to kick up some 3 to 4 foot seas. If you're on the interior lakes and bays, that northeast wind's going to persist pretty much all weekend, 8 to 15 knots. A lot of water moving, 1.1 average tide range. Not much chance of rain at all today, but later tomorrow you can see some of it starting to move in from the Texas coast. Mississippi River sitting at 3.3, fairly low for this time of the year, and steady for those of you whose fishing and hunting is affected by the Mississippi River, and that includes a lot of you. Coming up right after this, we're going to be joined by Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina, and we're going to hear a brand new theme song for Robbie Campo, one of our longtime field reporters. He's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Well, down by the bay where the waters shine, there's a little piece of heaven mighty fine. Campo's Marina, where the shrimp grow big. A gift from the Lord, it's the realest gig.
Campo's, oh, yeah. Campo's Marina has a theme song, and it's all about Robbie Campo's Campo Marina Shrimp. Robbie, what's the basis for that song? Where did that come from? That's great.
I tell you, Don, my oldest son's a crab fisherman, okay? So his deckhand, who he's really into rap music more than he is anything. He wrote this song, and he did it on this AI thing. I really don't know how it all works, but he sent it to me. He goes, my oldest son sent it to me. He said, "Dad, listen to this." He said, "Chris made this song," and I was like, I was pretty impressed with it. So, yeah, it is pretty cool. So,
well, it might make the charts, man. It's got a catchy sound, and I love it. And for a rap guy, he did a pretty good country impersonation. Of course, with AI, things are possible, you know.
Yeah,
well, congratulate him. Tell him he did a good job, and we're going to play it on a regular basis because I think it's a great song. Well, Robbie, I imagine it's chilly down there. You got you some heat?
Well, you know, Don, it is. Yeah, I got an insulated suit on. I got my heat on. I got my insulated bibs and my big jacket on. It's a little bit chilly, but you know, Don, yesterday was a lot colder than it was today. It is this morning, I should say. It was 41 yesterday morning. We got a little bit of cloud cover last night to kind of held this heat in, so it's 46 this morning. Our high yesterday was around, I want to say around 50, and it only cooled off like 4 degrees. So it's not really that much colder than it was yesterday evening at dark. So, but I tell you, Don, Biloxi Marsh is hot with both ducks and fish. So it's been good, for both fishing and duck hunting. We had a lot of duck hunters coming out this past week, and it's the last weekend before the split. So if you're trying to get some of that done, guys, y'all be careful out there. Be safe. The lake, if you're trying to cross Lake Vaughn, I wouldn't suggest that this morning. It's blowing 16, 17 miles an hour down here right now out the northeast. But I tell you, Don, this past week was some great fishing. Now, when this front came through, we did see that the water temperature dropped around that 52-degree mark, which is just about the point where trout start getting kind of lethargic and not biting as good as you would like. So, but you don't have to get here early. They've been catching more of the fish later in the day than they've been catching early in the morning. So I think you let that sun come up and let it warm up a little bit and get that water temperature around 53, 54 degrees, and they've been catching pretty good on the bottom, not under a caulk, on the bottom. I did fish this past week with Captain Giacomo. We went Tuesday, and we went back over the Lake of Two Trees, We did put some trout in the boat and some sheephead in the boat. Not a great day, but we did catch. We did manage to put some fish in the boat. So, it all depends on where you're going, Don. If you're going to go fishing up in the Biloxi Marsh and you want to stay around that St. Malo area, around Bayou Sioux, you know, to fish the bayous along the edge of the lake shore, and you're fishing the bottom, be prepared. You're going to get some blue cats because there's a bunch of blue cats stacked up in those holes right now. So, which is not a bad fish to
I'll
eat
take
either.
Em.
So,
I'll
but
take
just,
yes,
yeah, right. Yeah, I will too. So, anywhere you go, it's got a deep hole, and you're trying to fish speckled trout on the bottom, be prepared. You will catch some blue cats, and they are pretty tasty also. So, I think today is going to be more of mixed boxes than it's going to be more speckled trout. So, they've been catching plenty of redfish back behind the Hopedale area, and they've been doing good with speckled trout over there too. But it's you just got to let that sun come up and let it warm up that water a little bit. Don, we're at this point in time where we're going to start getting. It looks like we're going to start getting front after front. Everybody's asking about bait. I said, look, guys, here's the scenario with bait. If it doesn't get too cold too fast, and we do get some warm-ups in the middle of this, because I think we're supposed to get 70 tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken, and we get some warm-ups in between these fronts, I think these shrimp will hang around, live bait will hang around a little bit longer. But if we start getting cold blast after cold blast after cold blast, well, you know what that means. They're gonna push out. So, hopefully, they stick around at least until the first of the year. So, I'm hoping that they last longer than that. That these cold fronts, this is just the beginning of it, and I know we're gonna get them, but I hope they spread out further where we got more warm ups in the middle of the week, so we could have live bait. So, but that just remains to be seen. Hopefully that'll work out for us.
Well, once they hear that song, those shrimp are going to hang in there as long as they can. Hey, Robbie, one last thing.
So.
a lot of people, when you hear north wind, they're concerned about the plug being pulled out in shallow water, mud flats. You should have enough east in that wind to hold the water in the marsh, okay, huh?
Water levels are about normal right now, Don. I just walked out by the bayou side here before I got on the phone with you here. Water levels are not real, real low, and they're not real, real high. It's about normal tide right now, so you don't have to worry about getting stuck anywhere. One last thing, Don. You know, we was talking about the stand safety last week. I was looking on, I was just flipping through Facebook. Hank Parker, and we all know who Hank Parker is, right? Big three Bassmaster, classic tournament fisherman. We all know who Hank Parker is. Hank Parker fell out of a tree stand, putting a tree stand up, while not wearing a safety belt. He said the only thing that didn't hurt on him was his hair. So remember, guys, if Hank Parker could get hurt putting up a regular ladder stand without a safety belt, make sure that you wear yours if you're in a lock-on or a climbing stand or even in a ladder stand. Anything can happen. Just make sure you're wearing your stuff, people. There's no deer in these woods that's worth getting crippled over. So I saw that. I wanted to share that with you, Don, because Hank Parker he's a true legend of the fishing industry and the hunting and the outdoor industry. And it almost happened to him. So he didn't get any broken bones in it, but he's sore from head to toe. So if this could happen to him, this could happen. You're not invincible. We're not superheroes. And when we hit the ground at 50, 60 years old, and things hurt for a long, long time. So
oh, look, and there's some dangerous stuff. I can remember a guy fell out of a stand and it was like a Punjab steak. I mean, he had been cutting, he had been whacking some small trees at the bottom of his stand and basically made a spear. He fell on it, a freak accident went in his neck, and he bled out right there and died on the scene. There's more people have been injured in falls from stands than ever been even close to being shot in accidents. So hopefully that'll serve to remind people and wake them up. And, hey, that makes makes a great Christmas gift. If you got a deer hunter on your list, buy him a safety harness.
That's right.
A lot of people don't have them. Wrap it up and give it to them and give you a little piece
And look, not only the safety harness, you got to get him a slide rope that goes with it. So,
yeah,
you know,
so you can get back down.
The safety line that goes with it. So, you know, be safe out there, people. That's just all I'm asking. So, all right, Don, we'll talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
All right, hopefully people will comment on you. They'll call you or stop in and tell you how much they like that song. Let's see. I think it's a
all
great
right,
song.
All right, Don.
We'll see if it can make number one on the charts. See you next week, Rob.
Maybe so. All right, buddy, bye-bye.
All right, there you go. It was Robbie Campo. Campo's Marina Shell Beach. Got a new theme song. All right, we come back after this break. I'm going to start off with our top 10 Christmas gift ideas you may not have thought about. We also got a freshwater fishing report from Toledo Bend, and it is fantastic if you want to head up there and make a wintertime trip. More fishing reports, your text messages, 504-260-1870. We got any bear hunters, people lucky enough to get a permit? And do we have anybody who shot ducks with bands? Where were they banded originally, and where did you recover the band? We're back with all of that right after this 3-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don DeVere Radio Network. All right, got a fishing report from my friend Josh Sykes of Bent Rods Guide Service up on Toledo Bend. He fishes Toledo Bend Lake and Sam Rayburn, and it has been on fire up there. In fact, I'm going to be making a trip up there in the next couple of weeks, recording an episode of Bayou Wild TV. Hopefully you get a combination of crappie, which for those of you around I-12 means white perch, and if you're below I-10, it means sockeye, all the same fish, and bass features. So hopefully we'll get that accomplished, and we'll alert you when that'll be airing. But for now, if you headed up that way, the crappie are making their annual migration into the Sabine River. Some people say Sabine, whichever you prefer. The north end of the lake is picking up with lots of big crappie being caught on standing timber on the river channel ledge. Both jigs and shiners are catching fish, but the jigs are doing better. And they're deep. You got to target timber in 18 to 25 feet, something we don't fish very much here in South Louisiana. And the fish are close to the bottom. LiveScope, of course, helps. Bass are in a feeding frenzy. They're packing in the pounds before the winter really sets in. They're targeting main lake drains and creeks, and they're looking for shad. If you find the shad, the bass aren't going to be far behind. Try crankbaits, the Alabama rigs, and if you got a scope shad, that's been their three best baits. A scope shad, Alabama rig, and a crankbait. So that's the best baits for the week. 50 to 100 bass a day catch and release is pretty typical right now. And if I were to recommend to someone, give them advice on where to go in Louisiana to catch a trophy bass, I'd have to send them to Toledo Bend, one of the top fishing spots. All right, we're going to get to some of your text messages right now. Let's see who's out. We got the Steel Man checking in from Gaydon. Know what he's doing down there. He's looking for quackers. He's with Big Bar Senior, B Money, and he has green on the mind this morning. I'm thinking that's green heads. B Money demonstrated some excellent gumbo cooking last night, and wanted to know if I received the audio recordings of Big Bar Senior and my duck calling. Happy hunting. I did not. So if you tried to attach it to this text number, that's probably why I didn't get it. Go to my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the Contact Don button, and you can attach that. I'd love to hear your audio recordings of the duck calling. Those guys and girls have a lot of fun down there. The match director is checking in today, and you're going to recognize some of these names. They give themselves some of these handles when they check in with us on a regular basis. So if you got one, let us know what it is. Today is Election Day. Yeah, I remind everyone about that. Going to run a precinct in Jefferson Parish as an election commissioner. Be sure to vote. Here's someone who it's a Point Lahash Whistler. The Whistler shot two banded blue wings in Point Lahash. One was banded in Saskatchewan and the other in, it says Crotch Springs. That's probably a misspell. That's Crotch Springs. I guess it must have been banded on the way back. I don't know. I don't think they did any banding of teal in Louisiana, but possibly they did. Anyway, congratulations. If you've gotten a banded duck, and if I have time, maybe I'll tell you my one banded goose story. I got time to tell you that. All right, we got some more text to get to. We'll do that. Get to I'll give you 10 ideas for Christmas gifts you may not have thought about. And we're also going to talk a little bit about the opening today of the black bear season in Louisiana. Seems strange mentioning that, huh? been decades since black bear were allowed to be hunted in Louisiana. All right, we're back with more right after this pause. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, more texts are coming in. We get them in throughout the show to 504-260-1870. Put it in your contact list. All right, Wingbone in Alabama, one of our Alabama buddies, says, deer not moving around his place. Oh, hopefully that changes for you. We have Taft and Troy Klein, Peter. They are headed to Gross Tate for deer hunting on a beautiful morning. They have been seeing a lot of deer so far this season. I guess you just didn't get the one you want yet, huh? And another Alabama listener, our friend the Backstrap Stacker, Campos Marina has really stepped it up with that new intro song. I agree with you. I think it's phenomenal. And it's chilly up there in the Alabama woods. Several mornings this week it was under 21. Ooh, that is chilly. Have a good one. It's 5 degrees. It's under 25, and the deer seem to be staying in their beds a little longer till that sun gets up. I don't blame them. Can you blame them? Try to sit late, and his buddy heater helps. Y'all have a good one. Thank you to the Backstrap Stacker. Mad Trucker checking in. We're asking about ducks that or waterfowl or migratory birds that have been banded. Old Man Sam says that the wood duck hen he got was banded in August of 1998 by the Iowa Department of Natural Resources near Garwin, Iowa. It was harvested on, and I'm going to pronounce it like they do, BEF, W-M-A, in Caldwell Parish, 1999. Of course, down here we call that buff, like Bayou Buff or Lake Buff, B-O-E-U-F. It's the French word for beef. But they call it BEF up there for some crazy reason. You know, that's those Yankees live north of I-10. Anyway, for those of you not familiar with banding of ducks, if you get one, there's information on there on a phone number to contact, and they will provide you background information. You're providing them information as far as tracking the migratory patterns on those birds. But in return, you get to keep the band, and you also get to know the history of the bird. All right, we got more texts. We'll get to those. But first, we got to pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, and Jacob listening to us in Irish Bayou, he's just got a couple more days. Monday, he's headed to around Lubbock, Texas, somewhere in the wilderness. He's going for some sandhill crane, goose, duck, and pheasant hunting. Boy, that's quite a combo. Good luck to you, Jacob. Come back with some pictures for us. Here's Lafitte LT. His wife and he ended up, and he sent me some pictures, nice birds on a beautiful day, Lafitte. You had a great day over there with Captain Kirk over at Hackberry. 7 teal, 2 grays, and 1 dogree, and a partridge and a pear tree. Had plenty of opportunities, but he did more missing than hitting. Thoroughly enjoyed everything about Hackberry Rod and Gun. One of the most impressive things was watching Jared, who was the guide's Labrador Charlie, go underwater after a dogree and coming up with it in her mouth. I'll definitely look into going back. My nephew and fiance also enjoyed their hunt. Glad you had a good time. I've never had a bad time at Hackberry Rod and Gun over there with our Captain Kirk Stancil and his gang. All right, let's get to some of these Christmas gift ideas. Okay, if you happen to be stumped, I'm here to help you. We provide a lot of services for you, and if you're interested in getting a gift that's unique, I'll give you some ideas. You know, Christmas and New Year's is a time to be jolly and it'll have a little cheer. Well, I discovered that Chef John Foltz, who cooks for us on Bayou Wild TV, he has actually developed a distillery up there at White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And he's got two products he produces, and the name is Stillwater. He's got a bourbon and he's got a rum, and they are phenomenal. And these are special gifts because you're not going to find them at a liquor store or a grocery store or a drugstore. You have to go to White Oak. It's the only place they're sold. And just look it up. It's White Oak Estate and Gardens in Baton Rouge. And it's Stillwater bourbon or rum. It's a very special gift. The other gift I want to mention to you, Cito. You know, we talk about them every week. Get a membership for the boater on your list. It's $249. Maybe a little expensive side, but if you love someone and you care about them, believe me, a CETO policy, if they never use it, you're happy. But if they need it, they'll certainly be glad they've got it. Another one is the St. Hubert Prayer in print that I wrote, and Randy Caminita did a portrait, and we put it all on canvas. And right now we have a special on where if you order one at the one price, you get one free. So you get two of them for $50. That includes tax, shipping, title, license, everything you need. And if you're not familiar with who St. Hubert is, look on my website and read the story called The Blooding Right, Why We Do It. You know, when you someone shoots their first deer, we put blood on their face and all that. That is rooted in an ancient religious ritual. It's a fascinating story. And read the story. And then if you're interested, the prayer to St. Hubert on behalf of hunters. It's a very unique gift, and they come unframed, and you can pick the frame to give it to your folks. You'll find them on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. It's the St. Hubert prayer in print. All right, I got about 8 more of them to get to. We'll do that when we come back after this break. If you want to shoot us a text, got a question, comment, fishing report, you're lucky enough to get a bear permit, only 10 people in the state got those. Or if you were lucky enough to shoot a banded migratory bird, want to hear the details on it. 504-260-1870. We got fishing reports, too, to pass along to you. All that's coming up on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, continuing with our Christmas gift ideas maybe you never thought of. This is one, if you got someone that used to live here or is interested in South Louisiana cuisine, Uncle Larry's products. He's got the Ready Set Gumbo, comes in a jar, ready to go, stewing a few. He's got some special spices, and you can ship that direct to them. And I don't care how poor of a cook they might be, their gumbo will be good. They can enjoy some really South Louisiana gumbo. And you just go to, you can either go to my website from a lot of these, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, and there are links that will take you to the site to order it. Or go directly to Uncle Larry's Food and Spice, and his prices include shipping and tax and all the details about the products. And believe me, they will love you if you send a couple of jars of that up north. Also, Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, they have a lot of products. If you want to send some clothing like a beanie cap or maybe a hoodie jacket or T-shirts, fishing shirts, and you'll be supporting the Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association, a great organization, and it makes a little stocking stuffer. They've got them all different price ranges, even koozies and things, very inexpensive, and you can find that. There's also a link from my site, or go to supportlwaa.org. That's supportlwaa.org. Speaking of stocking stuffers, here's one. How many Christmas gifts can you get for $2.99? You can get the Kindle copy of a book I wrote called Beyond Bullets and Baits. It's not about how to, where to go at all. It's more about the stories behind hunting and fishing. And it's $2.99. You can order it on my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or you can go to Amazon and find it or Google it. It's called Beyond Bullets and Baits. $2.99 a copy. There you go. It's a short book, good quick read. It's a compilation of stories I have written over the years. All right, if you want to get the exact opposite in books, 10-pound cookbooks, Hooks, Lies, and Alibis is the one on fish and seafood. After the Hunt is the one on cooking wild game. But these are much more than just recipes in a cookbook. They're stories. They talk about the culture, the history of hunting and fishing. The author, none other than John Foltz, the premier ambassador of Louisiana outdoor cooking. And you go to jfoltz.com, or you can find these in most of the bigger bookstores. You know, you can find them online. You can find them also at, you know, all the major popular bookstores you see around town. It's called Hooks, Lies, and Alibis, if you want the one on fish and seafood. And After the Hunt, you talk about make a great, great Christmas gift. Also, if you've got a fisherman who likes to explore new places and spends a lot of time in our complex, our maze of marshes and bayous, Standard Mapping Company has the LA1 card. You just pop this into your Lowrance, into your GPS, and it shows you pathways and gives you an aerial shot of where you are or where you're going. You can link those from my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, or you can go to Standard Map and you can place your order there, and you'll definitely get those in time for Christmas. All right, number 9, fishing charter. How about that? Send somebody on an expense-paid fishing trip. If you go to lasaltwater.com, you can pick the type of fishing, information on guides all over the state of Louisiana. Most of them will sell you a gift certificate. So you don't have to give them a specific date. You give the gift card to the recipient, and they work it out with the guide as far as the date, the time, and the number of people that'll be going. But you can get that at lasaltwater.com. And number 10, you know, a lot of people don't get the opportunity to participate in what was once known as a sport of princes, and that is quail hunting, bird hunting. I'm fortunate. I've had bird dogs, and I've been into bird hunting for many, many decades. But a lot of people never get that opportunity. I mean, to buy a dog, to train it, own it, and then find a place to hunt is very difficult. That's where guided quail hunts on shooting preserves comes in. And the one that I spend a lot of time at is in Poplarville, Mississippi. It's called Crane Creek Hunting. It's Lance Ladner. They've got professional guides, top-notch dogs. You pick the day, you pick the time, and you go up there with your party, and you have a very safe, easily walked hunting excursion, and just watching the dogs is worth the price. Again, it's Crane Creek Hunting in Poplarville, Mississippi. Give Lance a call. They'll get you a gift certificate, present that to someone. And you know what you can do? Give them the gift certificate for two or three people, and then you can accompany them up there with them and enjoy a day with them, as well as giving them a guided hunt that's going to end up with some really good table fare. I'll tell you what, there are more ways to, just as many ways to cook quail as you cook chicken. So there you go. That's 10 gift ideas you may not have thought about. Hopefully that'll help you get some scratches on your Christmas gift shopping list. All right, a couple more texts before we get to Darryl Carpenter. Old Man Sam says he was living in Caldwell Parish called, well, it's H-E-B-E-R-T. And, of course, that's Hebert around these parts, but they don't speak French, so they pronounce it Hebert. That's from Old Man Sam. I'm sure Bobby Hebert, a Cajun cannon, has been called Hebert before. And here's a good frozen morning from Ohio. The pro north tip of the day, empty those rain barrels before they freeze. Otherwise, they'll freeze up and pop. I have 2 30-gallon ice pops in my yard. Stay warm down there, y'all. Well, yeah, that's how living in Ohio is. All right, here's a text. I actually had a little of Chef John's Stillwater Bourbon last night that I had picked up in February at the Boucherie. Definitely a great gift idea, beautiful packaging, and a great flavor for the bourbon or rum connoisseur in your life. And I knew he would throw this in. Goes good with Melaton, too. That's David Hubble. By the way, David, I'm going to be dining on those Melatons. You gave me the plants they produced, and we'll be dining on those this week. All right, we come back after this. Darryl Carpenter joins us from Grand Isle, Louisiana. He's got a fishing report for you next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, it's a chilly Saturday morning as we turn the corner into December, headed for some holidays and some good fishing in the wintertime. Let's talk to Captain Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. He fishes in Grand Isle and areas surrounding. Darryl, what's going on down there? How are those guys going to be doing up in Galliano in the kayaks this morning?
Oh, I would imagine they're going to be a little bit cold, hoping like heck they got their base layers on.
Yes, indeed. So what's been going on around the island?
Well, Don, let me tell you, it's we've had a couple of good hard cold fronts, and we've had the water temperatures drop below 60. It's time for you and I to put that broken record on and start playing it every week, and can you guess what the title of that baby is?
I think so.
Yeah, it's the side of the road has busted wide open. It's been going on for a few days. There was a couple of days in between that front last week where inside did really well. You know, some good catches of trout still around. But this week with that cold water and that water temperature dropped like it did, the side of the road just went stupid. Plenty of fish to be caught. In between fish, you can tuck into your car for a little while, get out the wind, get warm up a little bit. It's going to be that way until late February. It ended early last year, but it'll be that way until at least late February into March. Other than that, Don, you know, I mean, it's the typical wintertime pattern is setting in. The sheephead are showing up. So speckled trout on side the road. Run north and get protected for redfish. And if you just want to have a good old time and bring a kid fishing, make sure you put plenty of gnat spray on him so he doesn't get bothered, and dunk you some shrimp on top of oyster reef somewhere and it's full of sheephead.
And Darryl, how would you suggest rigging up for that side of the road fishing?
Well, Don, most of that stuff there is either suspended baits or on the bottom. There's not a whole lot of carp fishing goes on there. You can catch them under a cark at times, but this is a good place where you're, you know, if you want to, people use baits they tend to be confident in, and confidence means they've caught fish on them before. If you've ever thrown or wanted to throw a suspended hard stick bait or something like that and just didn't have confidence in it, now's a good time to throw a good suspending twitch bait outside the road, because if the fish are there, they're going to hit it. Anything from your semi-soft baits like your sluggos to any of your stick baits, your twitch baits that weren't running a suspended column at least 3-4 feet deep, and it's a good way to say, you know what, these baits really do work, because when you find a fish on that side of the road, on those road pits, they will hit that. If not, your various plastics on the bottom, just work them slow until you find the fish, work them different depths until you find the fish, and it'll be a confidence booster, I promise you.
Well, naturally, you want to find the sheephead along structure, whether it be, you know, some bushes or grass alongside of a small bayou, or if you want to fish a weir or some type of a pole or pilings. How do you rig up? You prefer a jig head or just an open hook with maybe a split shot to get it down?
Well, if I'm targeting them, Don, I'd rather the jig heads. And I like the old H&H jig heads for that, because they typically have those longer shafts. And you would... The average is 8 to 10 fish off of a jig head. Crimp the barb down. If you're strictly targeting sheephead, if you want to make your life easier, crimp the barb. That way you've got nothing to get hung up on. If he's not going to swallow the lead, if you're using the jig head, it's not going to be a gut hook where he swallows the lead. All you got to do is grab the head with a pair of pliers, jerk it out. The hook will probably straighten. Like I said, you get about 8 or 10 of them bending it back and forth before it finally breaks, and you just got to change jig heads.
That's how you can tell a sheephead. He's got a tackle box full of bent jig heads. You can bend them up.
And yeah.
Taking that barb off will make it easy to increase the life of your jig head for sure.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. And I mean, they don't typically swallow the lead portion of it itself, so it's always hanging out to grab. Grab it with your pliers, jerk it real good. It's going to straighten up. Just bend it right back. Sheephead are not picky. It's not about presentation. It's all about I'm hungry and you got something I want to eat.
Yes, they do, and they fight hard too. Darryl, somebody wants to get a gift certificate for someone for Christmas from RealScreamers.com. How do they go about doing that?
Well, they can shoot us a text or email. Just get in touch with us, and we'll get it printed out and sent to them as long as they've got a, you know, if they've got a printer, we can just email it and let them print it, or we can print it out and mail it out to them. It's give us a call, 225-937-6288, or hit us on the website at realscreamers.com.
All right, my friend, have a good weekend. Stay warm. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Don, you have a good day.
Yes, sir. Captain Darryl Carpenter, realscreamers.com. Fishes down around the Grand Isle area. All right, coming up in the second hour of the program, well, of course, we got a bad boy story to tell you about. And, boy, I tell you, bad and badder ones keep coming down the pike. Mike Gallo's going to check in with us, get a Lake Pontchartrain report. They've been catching some nice specks there. I don't know how this deep freeze is going to affect that. Eric Mohabarak's going to talk about the upcoming Minimalist Challenge and some paddling for your fish during colder weather. Ryan Lambert's got a duck in, actually, you call it a blast and cast. It's a duck and fishing report from down in Burris. And we're going to talk to Captain Marty, Martha Spencer, about the Cocodree area and fishing out of Coco Marina, what you need to know to get down there and catch them offshore or inshore. All that's coming up right here. And your text messages, too, 504-260-1870. Back after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And good chilly Saturday morning. And if you are out there on the deer stand or in the duck blind, boy, I hope you brought some heat with you, because it is a chilly morning out there. And we got lots to talk about. In fact, I got some interesting text messages coming in, and I had a picture that was sent to me from Mike Brooks down at Point of Shen, down at Point of Shen Marina. Gave me a little report. They're catching some good specks down there right now. But he sent me a picture of a fish that he's never caught before, and he thinks it is a small tarpon. The fish were biting on plastics. It's from Scales and Tails Campground is where Mike is. And, Mike, I got to tell you, that is definitely a baby tarpon. There is no mistaking that. And I've been getting several reports on baby tarpon showing up. In fact, one from a very strange place up to the Pearl River, no less. Anyway, if you got an interesting fish and you want to send me a picture of it or some game, I do that at the contact button on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. If it's a simple text and we're on the air, you can text me right here in St. Hubert's Cathedral, 504-260-1870. Got a few texts coming in. This is from my friend, the Rising Outlaw. He's on his way to another cowboy action shooting match in South Carolina. But Miss Beth is still at home. She just got a brand new car. Well, congratulations, Miss Beth. She loves listening to the show, so y'all have a good one. Hope you can keep you here on the radio and don't fade out on me. Everybody have a blessed day. Well, Rising Outlaw, let me introduce you to a new revelation called Internet Radio Listening. If you can't get us on a terrestrial station, you go on the Internet. All of our stations' websites do live streaming. Or if you're nothing else, just go to Audacy, AUDACY.com on your phone and scroll around a little bit on that website and you'll find us. You'll find the show right there. Jason and the crew at Corey's Barbershop, you know, telling us a good morning on this chilly morning. Well, Jason, I think with this weather, next time I see you for a haircut, I'm going to keep my winter coat on top of my head. I think we need it. All right, we got fishing reports coming up. We got a bad boy story, as always, to tell you about. And also, we're going to tell you about we got four nominees for our baddest of the bad. I'm not going to identify them yet, but we'll run down for you if you're a new listener how that works. On the last show of the year, we pick out some nominations from the whole year, some of the most egregious, some of the stupidest or outlandish cases that we've told you about all year. And we let you, the audience, check in and text your vote in, and we pick the baddest of the bad. Also got a special report coming up later on from Captain Marty, Martha Spencer, co-host of Bayou Wild TV, also a charter captain. She fishes all across the Louisiana coast, Burris. She fishes down around the Venice area. And most recently has done some guiding and chartering out of Cocodrie, and she's going to talk about the new Cocodrie Coco Marina 2.0. Got some really good stuff happening over there if you haven't visited them lately since all the storms have passed and some rebuilding and some reorganization going on there, new ownership, and we'll tell you all about that. Mike Gallo is up next. He's going to be with us in about a minute, and, man, he has been in the middle of some really good fishing. Lake Pontchartrain's been producing what they call some of those hammers, those World Series trout have been showing up there. Don't forget, Kenny Krieger caught the number two all-time state record speckled trout in February. Oh, actually, the Super Bowl back then was in January. Super Bowl Sunday, 1999. Never forget it. Called me. I ran over there and snapped some pictures of it, and he was awful proud of it. And, you know, he's still, it's arguably, you know, some people say it was really the number one trout, that the number one speckled trout was caught so long ago in the 50s that back then they really didn't have the scrutiny on it that they do now. And it was caught under some controversial conditions, and that Kenny's fish really would have been number one all time. Anyway, we'll talk more about that later on when we get to it. And we also got the Paddler's Report with Eric Mohabarak. 44 brave souls, all of you down there in Galliano fishing in that Hobie Saltwater Series. God bless you and good luck to you. Otherwise, if you're going out hunting or fishing, are you going to give it a little bit of time? It ain't going to get much warmer. It's going to probably hit the 50s, but that's all you're going to get out of today. A little bit more of a warming trend tomorrow, but some rain coming in. Not a whole lot, but probably just enough to screw up your trip. All right, we come back after this. It's Mike Gallo. He's here with us on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Born on the Bayou Report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures is a presentation of CETO. You know him best. They're kind of like a AAA. But on the water, you have a problem with running low on fuel, electrical problems, whatever your problem happens to be, if you need towing into the dock or back to your lodge, they're there to do it for you. All for $249 membership for a year, as many tows, as many visits as you need. It's all covered. And if you don't think that's a bargain, call the Coast Guard and find out what the cost is, or even CETO if you do not have a membership. And if you want to give it as a gift, it's one of my top 10 gift ideas. You can call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545. He'll shoot you one out, gift wrap, pronto. Or you can go online and do it at CETO.com. $249 for a whole year. It's renewable after that. Seto.com. And Captain Mike joins us. And, Mike, this is a chilly Saturday morning, and I'm sure there's going to be people headed out because the reports out of Lake Pontchartrain have been phenomenal. I don't know if the winds are going to be high enough to dirty the water up and cause some access problems there, but is that still continuing, or has this last front maybe moved those trout out or at least shut them down for a while?
Well, Don, we did have some cold weather move in over the last 48 hours, and it's continuing today. I noticed a 4-degree drop in water temperature from Wednesday to Friday. Temperatures went from 58 degrees to 54 degrees. And I tell you, Robbie Campo's dead on with his temperature and fish activity. We had a good catch yesterday in that 54-degree water. By the time we left, the sun had warmed the water up to about 56 degrees, and the fish were getting more active as the day wore on. Down by the wall, that water is generally a little bit warmer, so if you make that run down in that direction, that water always seems to be a couple of degrees warmer down there, and that can certainly help with the fish's aggressiveness. We caught fish all week. I caught them in Lake Pontchartrain. I caught them down by the wall, and I caught them in some of the local canals. Just yesterday, we fished in the local area here, not traveling, you know, no more than a mile and a half from my lodge. So they're here. It's just a matter of finding them if they've moved since the last time you've been. But I can tell you deep man-made channels has been, that was what was successful for me yesterday.
Mike, for people that want to catch some of those big trout that are in the lake right now, usually there'll be a pattern, and you got to kind of crack that code. And once you find out, and as you move from pole to pole, you fish it the same way. How do you start off trying to crack the code and figure out what the fish are doing, where they're located in relation to the tide and to the bridge poles?
Well, 90% of the time I fish into the tide. I cast up tide and work my bait back towards me with the tide. And if the tide's fairly strong, I feel like in this cold water, those fish will get behind the pilings where there's a bit of an eddy and he doesn't have to fight the current quite so bad. So in those instances, it'd be fairly close to the piling. It's not 100%. It'd be nice if it was, but that's where I'll certainly start. And I think the colder it gets, the slower I want to move my bait. Really a fairly slow presentation. The bite can often be really soft. As with any fish, you know, as soon as you feel the strike, you want to set the hook. But that's my go-to. We used to feel that the sun would warm the bridge and the heat would travel down the pilings and warm the water. I can't verify that, but that's certainly been talked about for at least as many years as I've been fishing the Pontchartrain bridges.
Got it. Mike, any other suggestions? Are you guys, what time are you headed out? Are you going to give it a little bit of a delay? And since you found that the water warmed up with that sunshine yesterday, that'll probably be a repeat of that today?
Right. My clients are going to meet me about 7 o'clock, and we're going to load up and probably head out about 7:30. Pretty similar. I think yesterday we left at 8 o'clock. But today being a Saturday, I figured there might be a little more traffic on the water, so I wanted to get a little bit more of a head start.
Got it. Mike, we've been talking about Christmas gift giving, and one of the greatest gifts to give is a gift of a fishing trip. Gift certificates to fish with Angling Adventures of Louisiana, either with or without lodging. How does that work with you?
Very simple, Don. The client can call me and give me the recipient's name. We print up a personalized gift certificate, mail them out to them where they can give it as a gift, and then the recipient simply calls me and we decide which date's going to work best for him or her.
Got it. Anything else before you go, Mike?
Well, Don, I fished yesterday with a longtime listener of yours, and he told me he would be listening tomorrow. And he said, now, Captain Mike, I'm going to be paying attention tomorrow. Are you going to tell people we caught fish less than a mile and a half from the lodge? Or are you going to tell them you burned 20 gallons we ran all over to fill the box? And I said, well, Ray, I tell you what, you listen and we'll see how it goes. He said, I suggest you tell him we spent 20 gallons of fuel running everywhere.
Oh, boy, having fun, man. That's what it's all about. Well, I'm glad they had a good catch, and I'm glad you didn't have to go far to find them. Hope that works out for you again today, and we'll catch up with you next week. Mike, by the way, you got any deer hunting plans after the first?
I will be doing my normal deer hunting trip with my buddies that I went to college with, and we'll see how that goes. I'll certainly give you a report as that comes and goes, and we'll see how if I'm successful or not.
Well, Double D says they got a reservation waiting for you when you get back.
Yeah, well, if I'm fortunate enough to take some venison, it always ends up at Double D converted into sausage.
I gotcha. All right, Michael, y'all have a good time out there. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All right, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, we come back after this. Yeah, there's 44 brave souls paddling out after fish this morning out of Galliano. It might be delaying the start on it. I'm not sure if someone's down there listening, and that's the case, so let us know. Not that it's important to anyone else, but it is to the participants. Eric Mahabarak will join us, and he'll talk about paddling for your fish. Some great opportunities. Fishing's been really good this winter on the inside. We'll be back with his report after this time out on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're one of the ones that go out stroking for your fish, we've got a special report from you. It is a presentation of No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. They are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, except on Tuesdays. That's their long day, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. with some special store hours. A great place to shop for a Christmas gift for either a paddler, a kayaker, or a fly fisherman on your shopping list. A large selection of conventional tackles, rods, reels, everything you need. They also do some seminars and also some demos where you can try a kayak before you buy. Again, the name is No Wake Outfitters. You'll find them at 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie, Louisiana. Eric Mahabarak joins us now. And, Eric, it is a chilly Saturday morning out there. I hope Brendan Bayard is all bundled up for that Hobie Saltwater Series going on this morning.
Yeah, well, Brendan and myself have been out there in pretty tough cold weather before together. I know he's got the proper clothing, and actually, he's most probably one of the favorites to win this whole thing, unless Mr. Lassard pops up. I haven't spoke with him. He may be in the mix, too. So, you know, those are two top contenders. That's kind of their area where they specialize at over that way.
Well, let me Let me ask you this. You are known as Raccoon Feet because you pedal barefoot. Now, during weather like this, you don't pedal barefoot like this, do you?
I sure do, Don.
You must have no feeling left in your feet.
I don't know, Don. I've been doing it for so long. You can ask Chris Holmes. He'll tell you, man, I have no idea why I do it. I just do it. I don't feel the cold like I should or something. Might be bad circulation. Who knows? Lord Jesus.
All right. Now, look, besides this, we'll talk to Brendan about this, and hopefully he'll be in the winner's circle. We'll get him next week. But the BCKFC, Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, has got something called a fish-off on the 28th of this month. What is that all about?
It's just a club trying to promote the membership, to try and get the camaraderie back in. They're going to, you know, it's just basically everybody's going to launch and go fishing and come back in. They'll most probably throw some hamburgers or hot dogs or maybe a little pot of pastelaya or something. It's kind of a get-together, you know, just friendly thing, no competition. And that's 2 days, three days right before the Minimalist Challenge. So it's a great also way to pre-fish for that, and that's what this is about, is to try and get more people to get into kayaking and stuff like that. And
where will
we'll
that
have be? To see how all that go. That will be at in Galliano. I believe that they're launching out of Baissance.
Okay.
Or Gator Cove or whatever that is now. Like it's hard for me to keep up with the names.
Well,
that's a great area to fish.
Yeah, and the Minimalist Challenge is a lot of fun, where they limit you on the just a handful of baits, and everybody's equal, and they're not real sure what they are. It's kind of a surprise, and that's a great event. Well, listen, the fishing has been phenomenal for the bay boats. Kayakers, too? Well, give me some spots and some details on places where somebody can go in and catch some good winter fish right now.
Don, I mean, just pick a spot and go is pretty much the way it is. Like the lake is on fire. Down the road is on fire. Venice, Buras, Empire. Empire's been real good. Buras has been real good. Port Salfa, Myrtle Grove. I just seen a post this morning of two guys on side the road yesterday of all times with all of this wind and stuff. They loaded the cutting limits of trout off the bank of Grand Isle on Highway 1. It's just a phenomenal time of year, man. It's always this time of year, and I can't wait. Like you said, the big trout are coming in along that bridge and stuff, so they're moving in other places also.
Eric, have you ever remembered seeing anyone in Louisiana catch a snook? You know what a snook is, right?
Yeah. Don, yes, I do remember people catching snook, and someone caught one recently, and I've seen the photo, and I forgot where they caught it at. I think it was Hopedale.
Campos Marina. Yeah, they brought it in, and they put a picture of it. It's definitely a snook, and it's very rare that one shows up. The first one I ever remember anybody catching, you remember Ronnie Granier? He was one of the godfathers of fishing down there in Venice.
Lord, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he was a character. Ronnie caught one. Yep. Nobody knew where it came from or how it got off the, you know, I think he caught it out of Yellowcotton Bay, somewhere down in that area there.
Yeah.
It's a Florida, basically. Yeah. It's a Florida fish.
Florida fish, yeah. It's a warmer water fish. And maybe with the conditions of this global warming stuff, we're changing and we're getting conditions are changing more favorable to them because we're not having maybe as harsh winters, even though I think this is extremely cold for me. I know that they've caught them in Venice before. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's a state record or not. Is that on the state record books? I know you're on the board.
Yeah,
it's interesting.
They would probably establish a category if there's enough interest in it. But it's such a rare fish. There'd be just a handful of them that would make the record book. But pretty much anyone you catch, I know Ryan Lambert loves to catch them. Fly fishermen love them because, boy, they're kind of almost like a mini Jack Revelle, man. They're known for those long runs, you know.
Yeah, I caught one when I was a kid. They took me down, I forget which island. It's not exactly the Key West area, but it's right before that, like the first island or something. Mm-hmm. And I had an old man who gave me a live shrimp and taught me how to catch one sitting off the rocks of this island. And it was 10 pounds. It was a big one.
Well, it was.
For me, I was a kid. I was like 7, 8 years old. I had, Mini Spinny gave me his rod to use. It was and it was beautiful fish. I didn't know what I caught. I just caught a fish back then,
Probably helped you get hooked.
Just caught fish.
Probably helped you get you hooked on fishing, Well, there it is. Not to be confused with Snooki. Yeah. That's a whole nother story. But anyway, gift certificates for somebody that might want to give a gift certificate for a fishing trip with the Louisiana Kayak Company. How do you handle that?
Yeah, Don, just text me, 504-313-8292, or call me. You can get in touch with me through your Facebook page, your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. And pretty much ask around. People got my number. They know who I am.
Captain Quint, Raccoon Feet, Dirty. There's a whole bunch of names he goes by.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, Eric. All right. Thanks for the report, buddy.
All right. Y'all be good. Definitely. And I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, we will. Thank you. Eric Mohabarak, Captain, Louisiana Kayak Company. All right, coming back after this. Oh, yeah, bad boys of the outdoors. We got another story for you, another one that incriminated himself. His story is next, and you'll hear it here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, a lot of Louisianians have discovered that Oklahoma is a great place to hunt. In fact, I know some that may be listening to this program. They're up there hunting now. But if you go up there, be aware that you got to obey all the laws. And we had one of our listeners sent me a clip from Oklahoma newspaper or maybe a website that the 8th District Wardens in Northwest Oklahoma busted 3 non-residents. They were from Louisiana. On possession limits and illegal transportation of fully cleaned ducks, 3 hunters had 66 ducks. Most of them were breasted out, and they had 2 geese. You got to remember, if you're going to be transporting waterfowl or migratory birds, you need to either leave the head or one fully feathered wing attached in transport. I know a lot of you say, well, they get cleaned and they're back at the camp, and, you know, we want to clean them all up and actually freeze them. If you're going to be transporting them back home, you cannot do that. Leave a head or leave a wing for identification purposes. I don't think they were over the limits. I don't know how many days they were hunting or what the possessions were, but they got in a little trouble in Oklahoma. So if you're going, remember to keep that in mind, transporting birds. And if you're giving your birds to someone else to transport, fill out a form of the date you hunted, your license number, your name, and what the species were. Doesn't have to be an official form, or all there are some in the regulations pamphlet and online, but you can just use a piece of paper to account for having more birds than what the limit allows for. All right, we got a bad boy story coming up in just 10 seconds after we let our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Senior Agent Austin Anderson, Senior Agent Troy Otan, and Senior Agent Cody Salpietra learned that living up to his name, Austin Gross, yes, Austin Gross, was advertising charter fishing trips for sale out of Cocodrie in Terrebonne Parish on social media without possessing the necessary charter guide license. The agent stopped Gross in his vessel on November 17th near Cocodrie, and he did not have a charter guide fishing license or the non-resident fishing licenses. He also admitted to posting charter guide advertisements to book charter fishing trips on social media, which led them right to his doorstep. Cited for failing to comply with charter boat regulations, fishing without a non-resident fishing license, and fishing without a non-resident saltwater license, and facing up to $1,650 in fines plus 120 days in a Louisiana jail, is 27-year-old Austin C. Gross of Naples, Florida, today's bogus charter guide and bad boy of the outdoors. All right, don't forget, on the show on the 28th, which is, let's see, three Saturdays from now, we'll be doing the Baddest of the Bads, the last show of the year. We have nominated four of the baddest of the bad, and these are ones, stories that'll just really disgust you if you haven't heard them. And we ask you, the audience, to text in your vote, and we declare the baddest of the bad. In fact, next week I got a couple to choose from. I got a bad boy killed a black bear with no permit, no license, out of season. He's looking at several thousand dollars, over $10,000 in fines and restitution. Yep, and then, of course, they're still looking for information on that dead Mexican wolf, $103,500 reward. You got any information? Well, if you turn them in, you'll collect on that reward and remain completely anonymous. It's part of a tips program in Arizona, which we have the same thing here in Louisiana. All right, coming up next, our Plastic Man, and he'll be followed by Captain Marty, Martha Spencer. Got fishing reports from down the mouth of the Mississippi River and also over in Cocodrie. They're next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And before we move on to the Plastic Man, just one more thing, getting back to that last feature, the bad boys. There is no truth to the rumor that President Joe Biden will pardon any of the bad boys of the year for 2024. Just wanted to get that out there. All right, let's bring in the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan. Ryan, what is the deal, man? Listen, I got some friends. If you need to get hooked up with a guide to get you out, I know some people.
I'll tell you what.
What are you doing waiting back while they leave you, man? What's going on with
that? I tell you what. This has been the worst thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to Mexico this week. I'm going to show them. And look, that poor doctor in Mexico is going to pay the price for this.
Well, I hope those guys down there don't leave you. You know, you'd be lonesome back at the homestead there.
Well, I used to be the boss and the king of all this, but apparently I'm not.
You've been dethroned, defrocked.
I tell you what, you know, I had so much boat trouble in the last 2 weeks, and I finally got it all situated except for one yesterday. But I got six or seven blinds out today, so there's just no room for me. Whoever, I got to go to the other lease, I guess.
Well, Mexico may be the answer. Go down to the Hacienda. I hope they don't leave you there. Hey, listen, I want to talk about snook with you because you know something about snook. A fellow I met in the dove field earlier this year over in Alabama, his wife, Nicole, caught one over at Shell Beach and brought it in at Campos. And it's definitely
really?
A snook. I saw the picture of it. And occasionally they show up here, but I know you go to Florida and you love to fish them, don't
you? Yeah. I've only caught one here in Southwest Pass. mm-hmm. a good one by 16 pounds, but that's been a long time ago too. But yeah, in Florida, I went last year and caught some really big ones.
You fly fish them?
You can, but I didn't. I was I was after the big ones. So you take a 1 pound mullet and you punch his eyes out, and you put him on the hook, and you send him under those docks where he can't see what's about to eat him. And you got to put the drag all the way down and hoist these 45 inches out of there. I mean, monsters. And look, they fight, they jump, they go crazy. Right. But yeah, it freaked me out kind of punching the poor mullet's eyes out so he wouldn't see what's coming.
Well, listen, would you give out your address so the people for the ethical treatment of animals can contact you direct instead of going through me?
They do realize I kill stuff for a living.
Yeah, I do too. I've been guilty of that. You know, some things just got to die. Well, you know, snookers, I wish they would import some over here, man. That would be a great
addition. Well, they can't survive here. The water temperatures won't allow it.
Yeah.
You know, and they like pristine water and good water temperatures. I mean, they're really susceptible to dying. Any kind of cold front will come in and they'll die off.
Yeah, well, we're starting to get higher salinity, so I guess maybe we'll start seeing them a little bit more frequently, but I don't see any mass migration.
No, I think the water temperature, the river is so cold, it really keeps them at bay. You know, that river water, they can't survive in that, and we have so much of it when our river's high, it goes out into our estuaries and, you know, down towards Southwest Pass where they would be, where they just can't maintain that temperature.
Well, give me the wrap up on the first split. It wraps up tomorrow in the coastal or west zone, as they call it. How's it been?
This has just been a terrible week with low water for everybody in South Louisiana. Negative tides and the north winds have pushed it out. My boys look like beat rags. I mean, they are whooped from putting up with the low water. And you know, it's hard on the birds, hard to kill the birds when it's like that. But we had a few blinds limited out, and we killed birds in every blind, but it wasn't great. You know, like canvasbacks, redheads, pintails, you know, and if you could get away, they got some water, you could kill the teal, but the water just sucked right out on us. But the fishing has been just phenomenal. And it's going to stay that way. The river's going to be 2 foot all the way in January.
Now, so if somebody's coming down there and their dream, their bucket list is to catch one of those big bull reds, where would you suggest they go and how would they try it?
Well, right now, we got them real close. Sarah and I both fly fish this week. I think we boated 18 in 2 days. You know, that's pretty good on a fly. And they're there. They're in the marsh right now. But, I mean, you could catch them still on the outside on the points on the east side and down toward the mouth of the river. You know, South Pass and all that, that's all full of them. The rigs got them. I mean, they are everywhere.
And what about trout?
I like fishing them. It's real shallow water. The trout are on both sides. The river had came up and got dirty, so they pushed right out of the river, but they're right there. I mean, they, you know, just pushed them out the river proper, but they're right there on all the reefs. And, I mean, nice trout, too. It's the prettiest trout I've seen in a while. So it's been really good. I mean, I fly fished day before yesterday, and that evening after the duck hunt, the boys went out, and every one of them limited out on trout with no water. I said, how in the world? Hmm. I mean, that's how good it is right now. And the water on the west is beautiful right now.
I was going to say, is Sarah vacationing, or is she guiding down there with you right now?
No, she's down here.
But, I mean, is
she's
she guiding?
Fishing, she's fishing. Yeah, oh, yeah, guiding. Oh, yeah. She's in Point of Shan fishing her girls' trout kayak tournament today.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, her and Andy are both down there guiding. She got it out of my boat because it was blowing like crazy, and I put a platform to where she didn't have to push pull and all that wind. Yeah. So she fished out of my boat in my platform, but a trolling motor, and they still did real good. In fact, they caught two flounders on the fly as well.
Well, it's a good time to catch them because it's back open now.
That's right. it's really good. The operational meeting for Carnarvon and Davis Pond is Wednesday on Franklin Street, New Orleans. I mean, I urge every freshwater fisherman and duck hunter in the world to go and speak for Davis Pond and get that thing open. You know, especially now that Mid-Bear Terry doesn't look like it's going to flow. We're going to have to keep that saltwater at bay somewhere. We won't have anything up here.
Yeah.
Like you said, the salinity is getting really, really prevalent.
Yeah, well, maybe they'll have to step up some of the other projects, too. Where was that meet and be, by the way, if somebody's interested in going?
It's on Franklin Street at the Corps of Engineers, and that's at
Is that the big court?
6920 Franklin Avenue.
Okay.
And it's going to be 11 o'clock at the court at Boardroom 201. And I'll be there, and a lot of people will be there. We'll talk to see if we can get Davis Pond operational and get the salt water back. Because the poor catfishermen, they can't even run their cans anymore. There's so many barnacles on them, they haven't abandoned them all the way to Zalmas.
Well,
that's not good for bass and sockeye and brim.
Yeah, that Maurepas project's got good news. That's go ahead there.
That's going to really, that's going to take and flush that organic material out of those swamps, because that swamp used to be really good for mallards.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
if it does that and brings the food source back into that marsh, that's liable to come back, and it sure be nice to see a bunch of mallards in this area again, wouldn't it?
Oh, well, I'd love to see it. Well, Ryan, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, get a gift certificate for a future trip for Christmas, tell them how to get you.
Yeah. They can go to CajunFishingAdventures.com, or they can call me direct, and I always answer that phone at 504-559-5111. And
very
if they
good.
Want any information on that meeting, they can call me for that as well.
And if they want to take you on a trip when you get left behind, they can do that too.
Yeah, please, somebody call me. I want to go duck hunting.
All right. There he goes, right, our plastic man. I don't know what that was. Let's get back to all right, we're going to go into a break right here. When we come back, Martha Spencer, Captain Marty, joins us to talk about Coco Marina 2.0 next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You're going to hear a voice that may be familiar to you. Been on this program many, many times, a co-host of Bayou Wild TV. I'm talking about Captain Marty Spencer, who joins us now. And Martha, is it true you fished out Burris, you fished out Venice, now you're going to work on Cocotree? Is that the deal?
I'm not done with Burris. I still have love in Burris. I still love working for Ryan, and I've had an absolute blast fishing with him this fall. And I'm still taking charters. So if you want to come fish with me, I will take you out of Burris. But offshore, I have looked elsewhere, and I am happy to announce that I work in Cocotree now at Coco Charters, which is just a phenomenal place down in Cocotree. It's probably the best kept secret in Louisiana that needs to be exposed.
And it's out of the Coco Marina. Tell us about the marina and some of the nice things about
so
it.
So Coco Marina was – it has. In the past 2 years, it's taken over new ownership, and they've put a lot of time and thought and money into really making it a five-star establishment. Coco Charters has five Freeman catamarans from 34 to 42 feet, just a beautiful lodging establishment. They've got a great marina. The food is awesome. They have live music. They do brunch on weekends. It's just – a really nice place to visit. It's got kind of aesthetics. It's got friendly faces, good food. But the fishing, I think the fishing really needs to be highlighted over there, because it's the same fish we can catch in Venice, but enhanced. I mean, the bottom fishing out of Cocotree, it's a longer ride, but it's worth it. There's amazing bottom fishing species. There's less pressure on them. There's exotic grouper. We get scamp grouper. We get yellow edge grouper. The swordfish area has me very excited, because there's just a lot of resources and area that just doesn't get pressured the way it does over towards the east.
Well, I know you love fishing the tuna and the swordfish especially, but how about wahoo? That's usually this time of year. Is it on right now?
The wahoo are here, yes. So the west side of the state, they do come in a little bit later, which is great, because that means they'll be sticking around on the reefs till probably late March. They are definitely in Venice right now. I fished out of Venice with Captain Peace Marvel. They're hit or miss over there. You're fishing different styles. Out of Cocotree, we're fishing natural bottom and structure that's kind of submerged. But the wahoo, we went on a trip about 10 days ago, and we caught a few. There weren't a lot on the area yet, but a few were caught that day, and that was our target species. So we were excited, because nobody had really gone out for them with the weather conditions. So the wahoo will be around pretty much all of Louisiana from now until mid-March, depending on the weather.
Great fighting fish and a great eating fish to bring home. Coco Marina is a short drive from the people listening in Houma. It's not bad from Baton Rouge. I think you can probably get there quicker than Venice, and you don't have all the traffic problem going down to Cocotree. If somebody wants to find out more about the amenities, booking lodging, and finding out about the restaurant and trip information with you, your schedule, what's the best way to contact you?
The best way to check it out is to really just to take a drive down there. I mean, you can go eat lunch at the marina. It's a phenomenal establishment, but you can check us out online. We've got five or six different captains. You can see all their profiles. My friend Tyler's, he's in the grouper niche there, so if that's your thing and then you're into slow pitch jigging, which is just now getting really popular, you can check that out. But CocoCharters.com, it has all the information. You can see the vessels, kind of get an idea of the establishment. But really, it doesn't do it justice unless you get on down there. I mean, it. I just can't say enough about how nice the facilities are and the people. So it's definitely worth checking out. You know, if you want to get a charter, you can book one now. It's actually pretty affordable compared to over towards Venice. The overall cost is a little bit less, and it's definitely worth the time and investments to try a new place.
Sounds like a great plan. Martha, thanks for joining us, and don't be a stranger. Get us some more reports from Cocodrie. We'd love to pass them along.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don.
All right. There she goes, Captain Marty. Give her a call or give her a look on our Facebook page or Instagram at Freckled Fish Bum, where you'll find her on Instagram. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us. Been fun. It's chilly out there. Dress warmly if you're headed out. Maybe delay your trip just a little bit. We'll be back here to do this all over again next week. It's our two-hour journey to the great outdoors. We do it each and every Saturday, 5 to 7, on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.